she, in the meantime, having plunged into the sea's broad bosom, brought forth from the deep 4 skins of seals. All were fresh flayed, and she prepared the plot against her father. She had scooped hollows in the sand and sat awaiting us. Near her we drew. She made us all lie down in order and threw a skin on each. Then might our ambuscade have proved a hard one, for the pestilent stench of the sea-borne seals oppressed us sorely. Who, indeed, would make his bed by a monster of the sea? But she preserved us and contrived for us great ease. Under the nose of each she set ambrosia, sweet of smell, and this destroyed the creature's stench. So all the morning did we wait with patient hearts. At last the seals came trooping from the sea, and by and by lay down in order on the beach. At noon, out of the sea came the old man, found his fat seals, went over all, and told their number, telling us first among the creatures, and never in his heart suspected there was fraud. At length he too lay down. Then with a shout we sprang and threw our arms about him, and the old man did not forget his crafty wiles, for first he turned into a bearded lion, then to a dragon, leopard, and huge boar. He turned into liquid water, into a branching tree. Still we held firm with steadfast hearts. But when the old man wearied, skillful though he was in wicked ways, at last, in open speech, he questioned me and said, "Which of the gods, O son of Atreus, aided your plot to seize me here against my will by ambuscade? What would you have?" So he spoke, and answering him, said I, "You know, old man, why put me off with questions? How long a time I have remained upon this island, unable to discover an escape, while fainter grows my heart within. Rather, tell me, for gods know all, which of the immortals chains me here and bars my progress, and tell me of my homeward way, how I may pass along the swarming sea." So I spoke, and straightway, answering me, said he, "Nay, but to Zeus and to the other gods you should have made good offerings on setting forth, if you would quickly reach your land, sailing the wine-dark sea. For now it is appointed you to see your friends no more, nor reach your stately house and native land, till you have gone again to Egypt's waters, to its heaven-descended stream, and offered sacred hecatombs to the immortal gods who hold the open sky. Then shall the gods grant you the course which you desire."